It's Tuesday, June 4, 2024.
Entire neighborhoods resemble ghost towns. Pavements are empty, parks are quiet, school playgrounds are silent. Nobody with a choice ventures outside.
Dangerous heat smothers India. Power outages in the U.S. have doubled over the last 20 years. Plus,
the victim is not the one that's responsible to pay. It's the offender.
Vermont enacts first-in-the-nation polluter pays law, requiring big oil to pay for climate damages.
About damn time. All of those stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Who even two cases of COVID in 2 weeks can't keep down. Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
As industry experts will tell you, it doesn't matter what your thoughts on climate change are, because your insurance company believes it and has to be ready for it in order to stay in business.
Wow. NBC Miami now sounds like Desi Doyen. About damn time. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, we've been off for a week. You're sick again, so
yes.
I'll let you get right to it, and I'll look the other way so you don't breathe on me.
All right. Well, while we were out, I just want to note that over the Memorial Day holiday weekend, multiple powerful storms killed at least 26 people across several states and knocked out electricity for days amid early season heat waves. A new analysis from nonprofit data firm Climate Central finds that power outages in the U.S. have doubled since 2001. 80% of all major power outages in the United States now are due to weather, underscoring that the U.S. electric grid was not built for 21st century climate impacts. A different study warns that in coming decades, an increasing number of U.S. cities will suffer temperatures high enough to overheat electrical equipment and compromise power transformers, causing more frequent, dangerous blackouts.
Even more frequent than they've become already.
Yes, states most at risk in coming decades are California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. June 1st marked the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. Forecasters warn that Atlantic Ocean heat, which fuels hurricanes, has never been greater heading into a hurricane season. Ocean temperatures are already at levels typical of August, with the oceans even hotter now than at this time last year.
And, of course, the warmer oceans mean more intensified storms.
Yes. Truly dangerous heat is gripping northern India, testing the limits of human endurance. Delhi set a new all-time high temperature record of at least 122 degrees Fahrenheit last week.
Really?
Drinking water supplies have dried up in the poorest areas. India also just wrapped up a major election amid the heat wave. Scores have died from heat stroke, including at least 30 poll workers. On the plus side, a new analysis finds that India has built nearly five times more solar energy in the first quarter of 2024 than it deployed in all of 2023.
They didn't cause the problem, but hey, at least they're trying to do something about it.
In Britain, a major milestone, wind power was the nation's largest source of electricity in the first quarter of 2024, overtaking natural gas.
Very cool.
And Mexico elected its first female president, Claudia Sheinbaum, a climate and energy scientist and a contributor to the UN's global climate assessments. It may not be a coincidence that Dr. Sheinbaum was elected during a weeks-long, record-shattering heat wave and persistent drought. Mexico City neighborhoods are being forced to ration water as the drought-stricken city grapples with a water shortage crisis. Mexico City faces the very real prospect of running out of water in a matter of weeks. Experts warn it is a bellwether of how worsening climate change could affect cities all over the world.
Will affect cities all over the world.
Finally, in the wake of catastrophic floods last year, Vermont has become the first state in the nation to enact a polluter pays law, requiring fossil fuel companies to compensate the state for the destruction caused by man-made climate change, which is driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
About damn time!
The law creates a climate superfund, modeled after the federal superfund program, that empowers the state attorney general to pursue payment from big corporations like ExxonMobil and Shell. In a press conference, Democratic State Senator Ann Watson cited rising damages that are costing the state billions every year.
But let's be clear. Vulnerable Vermonters, mom-and-pop businesses, and small cities and towns aren't the cause of this damage. Big Oil knew decades ago that their products would cause this damage, so it is only right that they pay a share of the cost to clean up this mess.
Big Oil is expected to fight the law in court.
Oh, I bet they are, and I bet the U.S. Supreme Court is going to try to find any way they can to help them. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Oh.